عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. هذا جاء في حديث ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا قرأ من قيام الليل إذا رأى يعني إذا مر بآية عذاب استعاذ الله تعالى منها، وإذا مر بآية رحمة سأل الله تعالى من فضله. الحديث وهذا معناه، وجاء خاصا بقيام الليل. This is a narration from حديث ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم recited in the قيام الليل and he passed by ayah. By ayah that mentioned the punishment, Allah, he asked Allah جل وعلا to protect him from it, from that punishment. And if he passed by ayah that he have a mercy for Allah تعالى, he asked Allah جل وعلا to grant him that mercy. But in general, my dear brothers, as you see, this is in Qiyam al-Layl. But could we do it in the Taraweeh? Could we do it in the Taraweeh, يا أخواني في الله؟ يعني actually, my dear brothers and sisters, it's possible, and it's fatwa Sheikh Albani and جمهور العلماء, it can. Sheikh Albani, he make it specific. He said, don't compare it with other prayers. Should be for Qiyam al-Layl only. But my dear brothers and sisters, I would like for the brother to counsel his ma'mum behind him if he's the imam in Salat al-Taraweeh in the masjid. يعني if the people they feel annoyed because of it, I think it's their right for him not to do it. You understand, يا أخواني في الله, because it delay the recitation and make people standing longer. يعني put an extra hardship on the people. I think it's their right to take it easy with them during the jama'ah. But if you pray alone, do the dua that you want. بارك الله فيك.